9 years ago, Ayanna Pressley became the first woman of color elected to the Boston City Council. Now, as she gets ready to leave Boston to become a U.S. Congresswoman, there are several women of color on the City Council. Those councilors and others were all on hand yesterday for a send-off for Pressley. WBUR's Quincy Walters was there and has this report.
One by one, city councilors lauded Pressley for being a trailblazer. City Councilor Lydia Edwards praised Pressley as a destroyer of glass ceilings. She thanked Pressley for setting an example for her as a woman of color.
You go on and soar, and you go on and shine your light, and you go on with the full confidence of knowing that you have passed the baton. Girl, we got this. Because of you, we are better. We are stronger. We are imagining people in positions that we had never thought they would be in before.
A tearful Pressley recalled how she initially resisted suggestions that she should run for the city council. Then she realized she might be able to do even more to make sure black and brown girls in the city aren't ignored.
What I was doing was simply not sustainable and not meeting the immediate needs or addressing the root causes of these girls' problems and challenges. I wanted to do something about this. I had to. I wanted to fight for girls, not be their voice, but to lift up their voices.
And it's for this approach that Pressley received the most praise from her colleagues. City Councilor Michelle Wu says that Pressley brought the voices of those not heard to the foreground. Immigrants, people of color, members of the LGBTQ community, and women.
They've seen you in their community, in their homes, in their barbershops when no one else has been there. And because of you, they see themselves as part of government. They believe just that little bit more that they can make a difference. And that, more than anything else, is what this country needs right now.
And right now, Pressley's priorities are to champion Medicare for All and gun control when she gets to Washington. She says she hopes to get on the House Committee on Education and the Workforce and the House Judiciary Committee. She says she reads from a collection of writings that inspired former President Barack Obama. One of them talks of a gentle battle, choosing how you'll respond to each day. In Washington, Pressley says her gentle battle will be to be joyful and to fight for equality and peace. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.